So this is the audio to go along with page 15 of the book, the G major exercises. So step one is actually going to be divided into two parts, kind of like step 1A and step 1B. First thing we'll do is try going from the G6 chord fragment to the A major chord. So we'll go ahead and start that off in whole notes. So you have four beats to get from one chord to the other. And let me start the metronome. So starting off on G6. One, two, three, four. And now to A major. And back to G6. And A major. Back to G6. Try that in half notes. So two strums on each chord. Each strum rings for two beats. One, two, three, four. Strum again and switch. Back to G6 and to A major. So four strums on each chord, each strum rings for just one beat. One, two, three, four. So now, going from the G6 chord fragment to D major, starting off in whole notes, and we'll go ahead and just go right from whole notes to half notes and then to quarter notes. I will alert you though when I'm making that transition. One, two, three, four. And now to D major. Back to G6. Step two, going from the G5/D chord to the A chord and the D chord. So again, step 2A and step 2B. So we'll start off going from G5 to A major, and we'll do that in whole notes. One, two, three, four. And now to A major. Back to G5. Notes. G5 to D major. We're going to do that in starting off in whole notes, starting off on the G5 chord. 1, 2, 3, 4. And now to D major. And as you do this, try to leave that third finger in the same spot as it is on the same note for each one of these chords. Okay, so step three, we're going to be using three of the four fingers that you're going to need to use to play the G chord. And this chord is also called G6, for reasons that I will not go into here. But anyways, you're going to be using your first, second, and third finger to do that. And we'll start off by going from G6 to A. And again, starting off at 72 beats per minute in whole notes. 1, 2, 3, 4. And now to A, back to G6, and now let's try that in half notes. So G6 to D major. So again, with this chord exercise, your third finger is on the same note in G6 as it is on the D major chord. That is, your third finger is supposed to be on the third fret of the second string in both G6 and D major. And you should try to leave that third finger down as you switch between the two. Now that's easier said than done. The first few times you try it, you'll probably end up not being able to keep that third finger down. But again, just do your best to leave that there as you switch between the two. So here we go, starting the metronome. 1, 2, 3, 4. And now to D. Back to G6. Half notes. Step four, going from E minor 7 to A and E minor 7 to D. So in this case, we're just playing a chord where you're putting your first, third, and fourth fingers down where they need to go when you play the G major chord. And so going from the E minor 7 chord to the A chord, let's start off with that and do that. Starting off on E minor 7, 2, 3, 4. And now to A major. Back to E minor 7. Okay, so now going from E minor 7 to D major, and once again with this chord change, your third finger is on the third fret of the second string in both chords, so try to leave that third finger down as you switch between the two. Starting off on E minor 7, 1, 2, 3, 4, and D major. So finally on to step five, doing the full G major chord to D and A. So let's go ahead and start off with switching between G major and D major. One, two, three, four. And now to D. Half notes. So now going from G major to A major. I'll try that in whole notes. One, two, three.